It's 5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Tuesday, June 30th, on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoes nearly $500,000 that would have gone to retaining and recruiting teachers in Alaska. But first, changes are coming to the City of Soldotna's mini-grant program. City Council members voted earlier this month to rework how applications are scored and reviewed. Soldotna's mini-grant program awards grants up to $1,000 to support volunteer efforts by community organizations. The City Council decides how much money to award across two grant cycles per year. Past awardees range from the Soldotna Silver Salmon Swim Team and a cancer nonprofit to a program that puts free menstrual products in local schools. Soldotna City Council member Jordan Chilson proposed the changes. He says the revisions are the result of collaboration with the city clerk's office and come in response to the program's growing popularity.
I believe the current framework we have for reviewing those applications and awarding them has the demand has outgrown that framework.
The new rules simplify how applications are scored by dialing the rubric down to a single page, and it shifts the burden of reviewing applications from the full City Council to a special committee designated for the task. The committee has two seats for City Council members, which will rotate so different members may weigh in on the process. The changes also shift how applications are prioritized. Recent awardees, for example, will be given less weight than first-time applicants during award cycles, and there's now a designated rubric category for applicants who say they'll use the money to help people in need. Here's Chilson again.
We all want to see projects that support improvements to the quality of life throughout our city, but I believe that we've also seen a number of projects like those that support those and Project Homeless Connect, the Peninsula Period Network, things that make a much more profound impact and the immediate needs of people in our community. I think those should be weighted higher.
Chilson and Councilmember Cheryl Wackler volunteered to be the first two council representatives on the Grant Review Committee. The mini-grant program changes were approved unanimously by the City Council and take effect immediately. Soldotna's next mini-grant application cycle opens July 15th. A group of state lawmakers tasked with drafting a final version of an Alaska LNG tax relief bill kicked off work last weekend. That's after Governor Mike Dunleavy rejected the version passed by the Senate earlier this month and called lawmakers back into special session. The six-member committee spent Friday and Saturday in something of a public negotiation with developer Glenfarne and the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation, or AGDC. Glenfarne's Alaska head, Adam Prestige, suggested numerous changes to the bill, most prominently to two amendments added on the Senate floor. One laid out a series of union labor requirements. Prestige says those go well beyond an agreement the developers signed with Alaska labor groups earlier this month. Prestige said repeatedly on Saturday that Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, is a legally binding commitment.
We have an agreement that will prioritize Alaska labor first. That's been something Glenfarne has been committed to since day one of our agreement with AGDC. We've now memorialized it in the binding MOU itself.
He said the amendment approved by the Senate would go too far, including by imposing Alaska wage requirements on fabrication yards in, say, South Korea. The other hot topic on Saturday was the Senate's inclusion of what's known as a pass-through entities tax. That would subject LLCs in the oil and gas business, including Glenfarne and large oil and gas producer Hilcorp, to the state's corporate income tax. Some Senate lawmakers have pushed for the change for years. Glenfarne opposes the tax, but Senator Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican, says the state cannot constitutionally commit to never imposing it, and he suggested it might be better for everyone to make the tax change sooner rather than later.
I'm not so sure it would be fair to the investors with the momentum being built in the state to put billions of dollars on the table in equity and have tens of billions in debt and have us change the tax structure midstream.
An accountant and tax attorney hired by Glenfarne suggested a few possible changes that would make the tax change more practical and predictable. Lawmakers were scheduled to return to the negotiating table for another public meeting on Monday. And finally, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed nearly $500,000 from the state budget last Wednesday that would have gone toward efforts to retain and recruit teachers in Alaska. The Alaska Educator Retention and Recruitment Center began almost 2 years ago as a resource to support recruiting and retaining teachers in Alaska. Jennifer Schmitz is the executive director of the organization. She says its services include marketing teaching positions and helping districts with professional development.
Anything that has to do with recruitment and retention, and you say a district says we need help with this, we are the people that help them with that.
Schmitz says they also support hiring teachers internationally, and the funding could have expanded efforts to support special education teachers hired from the Philippines. Districts have turned to hiring teachers internationally in recent years to address staffing shortages. Representative Rebecca Hemschute, an independent from Sitka and co-chair of the House Education Committee, says she's upset about the vetoed funding.
We are intimately involved with this budget, and then to have things sliced out of it every year is very, very frustrating.
Hemschute says the organization has been working on recommendations laid out by Dunleavy's Teacher Recruitment and Retention Task Force that met in 2020. Lisa Parody is the executive director for the Alaska Council for School Administrators, which runs the recruitment organization. She says the organization will continue to support recruitment and retention efforts, but that Alaska children will still feel the effects of teacher shortages.
Our children experience the consequences of educator shortage every single day, and we are committed to continuing to work against educator shortage.
Parody says the organization's board will meet to figure out which services will still be provided. Lawmakers will have a chance to override the veto as early as July 1st. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Eric Stone and Jamie Deep in Juneau. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night. Thank you.